Going to be today, the racing there. A soft 7, 5.55, the rail at 8 metres. Brent Saraf and Paul Joyce and Nick Quinn from tab.com joining us. Morning, Brent.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, boys. Looking forward to a big day of racing both at Canterbury and Grafton. Seven races. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
Yeah. Paul, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, Sean. Lovely to talk to you again and reasonably confident looking at this Canterbury meeting today. The rail's out 8 metres, so that can create a little bit of an on-pace or near-rails bite at times, but in general, you'd have to say Canterbury's one of the fairer tracks in Sydney, so we'll just have to play that one as we go.
All right, Nick Quinn at tab.com.au. How are you, Quinny?
Good, Posse. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Now we might look at the first of the day and get the odds from Tab.
Yeah, okay. French Emotion heads the betting at $2.90 from the Chris Wallace stable. Has been a drifter out from $2.30. There's been good money for Caesar Augustus, $4.60. into $4.20. But the best backed runner is the equal third elect mount, Ever So Natural, $15 into $6 is that price, with Tomiko head by Fun Loving at $7. But really good betting ways to start the program. Caesar Augustus, the $4.20. Second elect has been very popular, as has number two, Ever So Natural.
Yeah, speed-wise here, it's only a smallish field. Dream Lane led on debut, and Fun Loving for Gay Waterhouse has the blinkers going on first time, so I'd expect she'll go very forward here and could even take up the running. French Emotion from the gun draw should get the box seat, Brent, but it doesn't look a stack of pressure here over 1,100.
No, in this small field, it'll be interesting to see if any of jockeys do take up the initiative, but I think you're pretty much spot on with the way I saw the speed there. I'm giving number one here, Caesar Augustus, another chance. I was pretty keen on it 3 weeks ago when it went to Warwick Farm on an extremely heavy 10 surface. And I think the horse really struggled to get traction in that ground. Its trials prior to that were very, very good, suggesting the horse is better than what it produced on debut. And I think coming back to a set weight maiden rather than a handicap is also a big advantage. So I'm giving number one, Caesar Augustus, another chance. I thought number two, Ever So Natural from the Cliff Bashford stable at Taree, is a horse that definitely needs respecting here, and the market's swung towards it big time. $15 into six. Hasn't had any public trials, but Cliff Bashford knows how to get these horses ready. And I'd expect with Blake Shin on board, it'll go very close to winning this afternoon. I've gone then back to number eight, Tomiko, who's coming first up off a quiet trial recently for Anthony Cummings and Brenton Abdullah. I just don't mind the form around pressure, kind heart, and even manoeuvring and missed any from last preparation. And I've got number five, French Emotion, into fourth. I thought she was well short of her true winning odds at the current price of $2.90. I was happy to take her on. One to beat 2, 8, and 5 in the first.
Look, I've gone 4, 5, 1, and 8 in the first. I'm going to have something on number four here, Dream Lane. I think it's a bit of an unfashionable combination, I suppose, Nick Mitchell, Thomas Huey. And I think that's why we're getting such a good price. She debuted with a very bold run at Newcastle, I thought. She showed speed that day. She was in the worst part of the track. She looked home. She was run down late there over 1,200 metres. She drops back to the 1,100 here. She should get a nice run up on the speed, and she's drawn perfectly. I just think she's the value runner here in what looks an open little race. Number five, French Emotion. She maps beautifully here, and I agree with what Brent says. She's probably under the odds, but you've got to rate her a winning chance. She's been placed 3 from 3. She's trained by Sydney's leading trader, Chris Waller, and she definitely gets her chance today. Number one, Caesar Augustus, had all that support leading into that first debut run at Warwick Farm. He was disappointing, but it was a heavy 10. Going on his earlier trials, he's a definite threat as well. And then we've got number eight, Tomiko, who's coming through those form lines that Brent suggested looked quite strong last time in. She's a definite watch horse first up. 4, 5, 1, and 8 for me, a tricky opening little race.
All right, now Josh likes 5 from 1, 2, and 8. 5, 1, 2, 8 from Josh Fleming. Second event, we pull out 5, 11, and 15, Nick.
Yes, and the easing favourites here with Halford River and Echo Gal, both out to $4.20. A little bit of support for the third elect, Navarre Mist, has been $6 into $5.50. If you're looking for some that have a track support at a bigger price, number 7, Fabulosity, has been $51 into $31. And what about the one right down the bottom, number 14? It's been popular as well, Satirical Dame, $51 into $35. The punters shearing away from the favourites at this stage and casting a wide net.
Yeah, it's been see enough pressure here for back markers if the track's playing fairly. Helford River, the likely leader off that inside draw. Navua Mist will work across from a wide gate, and Dylan's Diva will keep them honest. None of these debutantes to me have shown that much zip in their trials. So just going off the race brigade there on the three that I think will settle in the first three, Brent.
I really like the form of number one, Echo Queen, and it's going to take a magical ride from Hugh Bowman to get her over the line from barrier 11 with the rail out 8 metres. But I just think coming back from that strong run behind Hellbent last start, back to a filly's only maiden, she's going to be very, very hard to beat. We saw with Kimberly Starr, who finished behind Echo Queen last Wednesday at Warwick Farm, the difference between those open maidens to these two-year-old filly's maidens. And I just think she has the class on her side. I've got her ahead of number 10, the stablemate, Lucala, a first starter, who's ridden here by Chad Lever. I thought its barrier trials have been quite sharp. We'll set off the speed from that gate and hit the line strongly, in my opinion. Back down to number 8, Helford River. I was hoping to sort of see a bit more from this horse from the recent barrier trials, but I just think from barrier 1 and a Gay Waterhouse-trained runner with Blake Shin on board, you'd imagine it's going to go forward and be up near the firing line at some stage. And then back down to number 2, Dylan's Diva, who was caught wide on first up at the Provincials. Looks to be a progressive type from the Johnny Sargent stable and has a chance here. But I was pretty keen on 1, just a bit of a negative with the barrier. 1 to beat 10, 8 and 2.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brent. I've got number 1 on top here. I went 1, 8, 13 and 4. I think the barrier's definitely going to give us the right price. She would be a lot shorter if she'd drawn well. But obviously she's going to need some luck, but there does look genuine pace up front. And Huey Bowman steering, of course, desperate for every winner he can get as we close in towards the end of the season. I'm just going to back Huey to ride this one, an absolute peach at the $4.20. Number 8 for second, Helford River. I liked her last trials. She's got the blinkers on here, barrier 1. I think she'll go straight to the front. If there's any sort of bias towards on-pace rails, she'll take advantage of that. Number 13, Hanika. Blinkers on first time here for John O'Shea's filly. Loved her trials before her debut. She didn't fire much on that debut, but going on her trials, it wouldn't surprise me if she jumps out of the ground at big odds, currently $21. And number 4, Aurora Glow, also got the blinkers on first time today. Northern Meteor filly Chris Waller, no doubt she's ready to improve as well. 1, 8, 13 and 4 in race 2.
Josh likes 8 from 3, 1 and 4, 8, 3, 1, 4 race 2. Now the third event, we take out 6, 7 and 10. Nick?
Favourite here in Water Divine, number 3 is out to $4. There's been good support for the second to left. Japanese Meat, now a $4 joint favourite. I'm Not Sure has been a drifter, $4.60 out to $6.50. And if you want to follow the money that once been suspected a longer price, number 5, Southern Legend, $15 into $9.50.
Speed-wise here, it should be genuine. Water Diviner kicks up off the inside. Japanese Me, handy. Joyful Passion showed good pace in the trials, has blinkers first time as well. So I think there'll be a bit of pressure up front here, Brent.
Yeah, I think it's a racing two. I'm really liking the two gallopers at the top of the market. One a colt, Water Diviner, the one a gelding, Japanese Me. I think Water Diviner with the inside barrier. We saw this horse's raw ability on debut. Just wanted to duck out coming around the turn when Ty Anglin pushed it along. And it was, I think it was worth noting that he dropped the whip at a vital stage, and it's sort of hard to quantify what that'll do at the end of a race. But to me, the horse was sort of just floating in the last 100 metres, and that allowed Mr. Darcy to get up along the inside. I think with that run under its belt, it'll be stripping a lot fitter this afternoon. Beautiful gate, rail out 8 metres. It's going to be awfully hard to run down. But there's been this horse, the two Japanese Me, it's been trialling superbly, has been gelded since its last preparation, and I can see it rattling late to the line. So I think you can play 3 and 2 pretty confidently in this race. Then back down to number 9, Lucky Shamrock, who at $26 is massive, massive odds for a horse that caught the eye late on debut. And then back down to number 1, I'm Not Sure, who gets the winkers on for the first time, but has had a few chances in maiden grade. Pretty keen on 3 and 2 to beat 9 and 1.
Yeah, look, I'm with the 3 as well here. I've gone 3, even 2 and 8. Ty Anglin did drop his whip there at the 150, which could have been very important there on debut. As Brent said, the horse just wandered off the rail a bit and gave the inside run to the winner, Mr. Darcy. There was a length back to third. I think it was a strong form race. He'd shown plenty of ability at the trials, and I think barrier 1's a huge plus for him today. he should bounce straight to the right spot, can lead, and I think he'll take plenty of catching. Now, the day number 11, Joyful Passion, I love this last trial. They gelded him, they put the blinkers on. He won his trial by four lengths going away from them. He's always shown a bit, even though he hasn't been placed from four starts. The stable have had a big opinion of him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him go around this afternoon, Joyful Passion. Yap on his me, gelded during his spell, looked good winning a trial at Randwick when he came down the outside and careered away late. And then we've got number 8, Heroism, who hasn't really fired from four starts, but in saying that, he hasn't done too much wrong either, and he does have the Mr. Darcy Water Diviner form line and a perfect barrier today. So I'll go 3, 11, 2 and 8, but definitely having a little bet here, number 3, Water Diviner.
Now, Josh likes 3 from 13, 2 and 1, 3, 13, 2 and 1 there on the 3rd. The 4th and Emergencies don't get a run, Nick.
No, and there's a firm favourite here in number 9, Sensualism, from the Chris Wallace stable with Blake Shin in the saddle. Open $2.80, has not budged from that price. There's been a little bit of support for number 7. Richard the First has been $6 into $5 on the second line of betting at that price. Number 8, Just the Cosmic, $6 out to 7 on the third line of betting. One that's attracted a little bit of support at a longer price is number 6, Razzle Dazzle Rock, from the David Hayes stable, $21 into 18, but the favourite does look hard to beat at $2.80.
Speed-wise here, Della's Diamond will be stamped urgent to lead, I would expect, so that should put the pace on. A Razzle Dazzle Rock went back last start, but all its Victorian form's on pace. A Golden Arrow, one that likes to go forward, has the blinkers back on as well. So I think they'll move along okay here, Brent, over the 15.80.
Yeah, they can tend to sort of race to the first turn to get into a position going into the back straight, which can generate a bit of early speed in these 1550 or 1580 metre races at Canterbury. I thought number 7, Richard the First, now third up, getting to 1550, looks the obvious chance at the price. I think at $5, it's quite a generous each way bet, considering the form it's been in. Like, it's run two starts ago, first up behind Lord Leofric, was very good where it hit the line over the 1100. And then last start, I just think on that heavy 10, a lot of horses weren't suited. And even though it ran second, it was beaten by a horse that just handled the conditions terrifically in Karnachi. There is a roughie here that I'm going to have something on, though, which is number 2, Campanology. Now, it's drawn the inside gate, which I think will be a big advantage this afternoon. Gets the claim for Rory Hutchings. And just from a wide barrier last start, he was very negative, and the horse just basically gave away too much ground to its rivals. It had to sort of swing widest on the bend, and it's run petered at about the sort of 50-metre mark. I think it can get a more conservative run today. At $15, I thought that was not bad value. Number 8, Justice Cosmic, comes out of that same race that was won by Marinostro, that Campanology's coming out of. I think she's got a not a bad each-way chance. And then I've got the 9, Sensualism, in for 4th. I think she's poison odds at $2.80 myself. She's been taking on fillies and mares grade and been going okay. Comes back to take on the boys here, even though it's not the strongest race. I just thought she was too short in the market at $2.80. So I'm 7, 2, 8, 9.
I'm 8, 9, 10 and 5 here. I would have loved number 8, Justice Cosmic, was drawn a gate. She's just going to have to go that little bit too far back off this draw for me to really load up on her. But the price is right. She's worth an each-way ticket, that's for sure. She's had the 3 runs back. She's improved every time. I love the way she hit the line behind Marinostro last start when she definitely found the worst part of the track. So just taking a gamble there. Cathy O'Hara going to need to produce an absolute gem. But I think she's worth an each-way ticket at the odds. Number 9, Sensualism. Yeah, she's borderline being too skinny odds, but she just maps perfectly here to get the run of the race. Blake Shin, Chris Waller combined, very hard combination to beat. She's a huge threat. Number 10, Della's Diamond, goes forward here. Could get a softish lead if the rest ease off. But on my speed map, it will be running a genuine clip. So that depends on how things unfold. But I think she's a value runner for the multiples. And number 5, Golden Arrow, he's a bit difficult to catch, but he has had 2 runs over this track and distance. He's finished in the Quinella on both occasions, and he's been given 3 trials into this, so he should be rock-hard fit for the 1580 first up. 8, 9, 10 and 5 for me. Another tricky one, race 4.
Josh likes 5 to beat 9, 7 and 2 there. 5, 9, 7, 2. Now, the 5th event, Quinny, number 12, comes out.
Yes, and starts with Kieran McAvoy riding for Team Snowden, a $3.80 favourite. Luciano on the next line of betting, 6 into $5.50. Then we have Burnt Bridges and Ziggy Willie, both at $8. Then Double Figures, or better the rest, heads by Fireball and also Bully Bully, both at $10. of ones at a bigger price to attract a little bit of a nibble. Number 9, Chasing Charlie, $26 into 18. But the best back runner is the favourite, number 4, Thud.
Interesting now, Chasing Charlie, because I've got him the likely leader without a lot of pressure here. So maybe someone anticipating some sort of bias there today. Fireball will be handy, working across from the White Gate. Bully Bully, Luciano, Mystery Flight and Burnt Bridges, all handy. But just to genuinely run 1,200 here, Brent.
I think this is the best roughie of the day, number 11, Mystery Flight, from that inside barrier. And I agree with you a touch there, Paul, but doesn't look to be an abundance of real noted leaders. And Mystery Flight raced up on the speed and tagged to Blue last start at Rosehill Gardens and stuck on quite well in a benchmark 85 for fillies and mares on a Saturday. Now comes back to only a fair benchmark 70 and will carry well below the minimum weight with the claim for Claire Nutman. So I thought at $15 it was a terrific each-way bet. Number 2, Luciano's been racing well in its 2 runs this campaign. I can't see it going badly again this afternoon. $5.50, not a bad price. Number 8, Burnt Bridges, is an interesting horse. So I was pretty keen on its chances last start. From a bad barrier, Atomic Berry was very negative, and the race was sort of just lost in the first 200 metres, just got way too far out of its ground. Has been back to the barrier trial since that effort, and I think from barrier 3 with Hugh Bowman on, there's an opportunity to settle midfield and then hit the line quite strongly. And then back down to number 4, Thud, who beat Burnt Bridges last start, but now has a big swing in the weights, and I think she's got a fair bit of putting to carry, 57.5 for 3-year-old filly taking on older horses, but I can see she's a chance. 11, a good each-way roughie to be 2, 8 and 4.
I've gone 8, 4, 5 and 2 here. I like the 8 Burnt Bridges. I think a definite each-way ticket here at the $8. Hugh Bowman, barrier 3, is a huge plus here. I think he'll settle a lot closer than he did last start, as Brent mentioned. Just went a long way back there from the outside gate. Different story today off a good draw. Can settle closer. His first up run at Scone was terrific. It was only a class 1 at Scone, but don't let that fool you. It was worth $40,000 during the carnival, and it was beaten by Skripchenko, who went on to win 3 in a row. So the form's good around Burnt Bridges, and I think the price is right at $8. Definite danger, number 4, Thud. She's come back in great form. She'll get this run to suit. Just needs a touch of luck from the tricky draw, but she's racing in terrific form. She's got great stats here at Canterbury, and I think she's the obvious threat. Number 5, Ziggy Willie, interests me. He wasn't let go in his Warwick Farm trial. He showed good form fresh last campaign. Got out to a longer trip later, but I still think he's capable of doing something here fresh. And then we've got number 2, Luciano, who's racing very consistently, maps well, and has great stats here at Canterbury. So I've gone 8, 4, 5 and 2. Definitely a four horses there going into the second leg of the quaddie.
Right, race 5 here. Josh likes 2 from 4, 11 and 5. 2, 4, 11 and 5. We'll take a break and come back for the last two in a moment. 7 to 10, Sky Sports Radio.
For Saturday afternoon winners, don't miss Saturday morning's Racing HQ.
I'll go with the 8, Sir Mako, at the $5.50. I think he offers the best value.
He's picking up Sir Mako, going to the front, and Sir Mako ran down beyond thankful.
That was Paul Joyce. Then there was this from Michael Fraser.
Look, I've settled on Soviet Courage, Glenn Schofield on board.
He's a half in front, pulling away the last bit, and Soviet Courage wins it by 3/4.
You'll never have to knock on wood with our experts on Racing HQ Saturday. From 6:30 a.m. right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
For the greatest range of bikes, drop into Bates Bikes. Bates Bikes have been catering for all cyclist needs for more than 90 years. For quality bikes, accessories, clothing, service and support, visit Bates Bikes, 273 Princes Highway, Carlton.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ.
Ready, let's roll on to something new. Taking its toll and I'm leaving.
We're up to race 6 today at the Canterbury, and we put out number 3, El Mio Destino, and Tender Medic Time, Nick.
Your best back runner on the program comes up here, Cozzy. Number 7, I Am the Lady. Was $3.80 when markets went up, quickly into $3.40, $3.20, and now all the way down to $3 with Hughie Bowman taking the ride. Had the punters pick for the day, race 6, number 7, the lady. Going down the field, Tennessee Hussey at $5.50, Miss Ten Pins $6.50, Amazon at $8, Absolute Empress $8.50, has had a little bit of support at that price. If you want one at big odds, it's attracted Nibble, number 5, Gold Opponent, 26 into 21. But quite clearly, the best back runner in race number 6 is number 7, I Am The Lady.
Nick, I Am The Lady. Miss Ten Pins crosses to lead. Absolute Empress will be handy. Tennessee Hussey gets a nice trail, but then we have I Am The Lady. Probably count fourth one out with the run of the race, Brent.
Yeah, well, we made it the best bet a fortnight ago, Paul, and we weren't far wrong with Tennessee Hussey sneaking up the inside. I'm going again with I Am The Lady, reloading the cannons and making her the best bet again today. I think she'll strip a little bit fitter than what she did a fortnight ago. She looks to get another perfect run, as you mentioned there, with the speed. And I just can't see her performing badly. She meets Tennessee Hussey a little bit better at the weights, and I think that can be the difference. So I've gone 7 on top to beat the 12. You only have to watch their last replay to see how well these two horses are going. Number 1, Miss Ten Pins, has trialled quite well leading into this, but she may just improve with the run. And she's probably going to have to do a little bit of work from that outside gate with Rachel Murray on board. Then back to number 2, Amazon, who is probably looking for a little bit further than the 1,200 metres, but has been freshened up and should be hitting the line. 7 a special to beat 12, 1 and 2.
Yeah, look, I've gone 7, 12, 9 and 1. I'm with you, Brent. I'm giving her another go here today. Meets Tennessee Hussey 1 kilo better for that first up lead at Canterbury, but most importantly, as you touched on there, she'll strip fitter for that run. And I think it was only fitness that beat her. She had the race shot to bits. She just probably peaked on her run the last 100 metres, and that's what got her beaten. But she'll be fitter. She's going to get the gun run. She's never put in a bad race in her life, and I think today's race is perfect for her. So number 7, I Am The Lady, a good thing. To beat the 12, Tennessee Hussey, you've got to rate her the main danger, as Brent said. She's got barrier 1. She gets a good run, and she did manage to topple I Am The Lady last time out. Number 9 for me, the best ruffy, Latin Salsa. She's got a bit of form behind her. She's only lightly raced. She's resuming from a very long spell without a trial. But I'm just going to have to throw her into all of my multiples just in case she's wound up for this. And number 1, Miss Ten Pins. She's a super consistent filly, a mare now, and she's sure to take plenty of catching. She'll lead them for a long way here. 7, 12, 9 and 1 in race 6.
And Josh likes 7, 12, 1 and 2. 7, 12, 1, 2 brings us to the last. We put out 7, 9 and 10, Nick.
Change the 3 at the top of the market here with Ashcan $4.40, Bubbles and Boats $4.60, and DeFrost My Heart at $5. Of the 3, the most money has been placed on the one at the long odds, number 3, DeFrost My Heart, $8 into $5, but punters aren't getting too involved so far in the last. One that's attracted a little bit of support at a bigger price is number 2, Quartermaster, $15 into $14, but a tricky way to end the program.
It's a tricky one to map too, because it does look a bit of pace and pressure here. Tradtree seems to have to lead at all costs, and Bubbles and Boats has adopted the pacemaker role for her last couple of runs, which has proved successful. Then we've got Ashcan, who has been handy at both Australian starts. So decent-sized field, Brent. They could actually move along a bit here in the last.
Yeah, well, I think DeFrost My Heart would be suited by that. Gets the blinkers on for the first time, stepping up in distance to the 1,900 metres. And I think I'm guessing a little bit that she's the horse or that will be improving the most. But don't know really what to make of its first up run, because it was on that really heavy track at Warwick Farm 3 weeks ago. And Tommy Berry was just trying to stay out of trouble. He was back near last and he plugged to the line, never really looked comfortable in the going, but its run was quite good considering the circumstances of that event. I like that Chris Waller's immediately stepped this import straight up in distance to the 1,900. And having a look through her French form, she was only beaten 3 lengths in a Group 3 race in June last year over 1,800 metres. So while this is a benchmark 70, I don't think it's as strong as what she's taken on in the past. So I'll be betting that the engagement of Hugh Bowman and the blinkers on suggest it's game day today for DeFrost My Heart. Number 6, Bubbles and Boats. You mentioned how consistent she's been since she's been racing up on the speed. I think she can go well again today. Number 13, Never Back Down on the quick backup, does represent good value at $15. I thought its run last Wednesday was quite good considering it got shuffled back through the field at a vital stage. And its run to Bubbles and Boats 2 starts ago was encouraging. Then back down to number 1, Bankster's Bonus, who has to lump the big weight of 61 kilos, but that's just indicative of how far back it is coming in grade. 3 to beat 6, 13 and 1 in the last minute.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. In fact, I found it the hardest race of the day. I went 5, 3, 11 and 6. I'll take number 5, Ashcan, on top. Another overseas galloper with Chris Waller. won on its first Australian start at Wyong on a heavy track, and then came to Canterbury, was well in the market. Just wanted to overrate a touch. Blake Shin takes over this time. He's a big plus, and I'm just going to have a little gamble on him. To beat the stablemate, Defrost My Heart, the one the money's come for, blinkers on. Obviously, there's a huge gear change for her, and stepping up to 1900 from the mile will also assist her big time. Number 11 I've thrown in as my outsider, Shelley's Girl. I think she's a bit underrated. She won well here last start. Again, just a bit of an unfashionable trainer-jockey combo, often gives you the good odds. And then I've got number 6 for 4th, Bubbles and Boats, who is racing very consistently, but she doesn't win out of turn. I've gone 5-3, 11 and 6 in the last, but found it very tricky.
And Josh likes 3 from 5, 6 and 1, 3, 5, 6, 1. Now, Nick, what's the best back today?
By quite some distance is clearly race 6, number 7, I Am the Lady. Huey Bowman Rides has been very well back since markets opened. Hopefully, punters are on the money there. That's race 6, number 7, I Am the Lady.
All right, Paul, your best?
Yeah, just a ditto. Race 6, number 7, I Am the Lady. I suggest punters jump on to tab fixed odds and take that $3 because it won't be last. I know Brent's already mentioned he's got it as his best. Mm. Look, we both declared it last start and we got beaten, but I think fitness beat us there. We'll get the money again today. Race 6, number 7, definitely the best. I Am the Lady.
Yeah, Brent, I agree there, Paul. Not only just the fitness, she also gets a good turnaround at the weights, dropping down to the 57 kilos. And the plunge on this horse was very significant a fortnight ago. They were really stepping in to back her. And even though she was narrowly defeated, the run was full of merit. And the way she paraded suggested to me that she would definitely improve with the run. So with that under her belt, I can see her getting a similar run. And whatever you had on last time, have again in the front. Race 6, number 7, 9's a lady, the best for me.
Good on you, Brent. Have a great day, Paul. You too.
All yes, we'll do. Thanks a lot, Sean. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Quinny. We'll catch you throughout the day.
Thanks very much for that, Cozzy.
It's just past 10 o'clock. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, Racing HQ on Grafton Cup Day.